Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rumors are out there that the Patriots had a videographer up in the Bengals press box area working with an advanced scout that was taking video of the Bengals sideline. Do you have any reaction to that?
I'm aware that there was an incident, but I know the league is investigating it, so I've got no comment.
So the league is investigating, so it's out of the norm. It's not standard operating procedure.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about it.
But there was somebody up there.
I've got no comment.
Dave Lapham there, man.
Journalist Dave Lapham.
He doesn't even use utensils when he eats. It's amazing.
Yeah,
but
well,
he had three questions ready to go there.
Yeah, he was
bang,
planted.
Bang, bang.
He was a plant yesterday for the
Lapham.
Bengals. That's okay.
Dave,
he had the pencil in here and the little notepad.
Gotta
the little
do
tiny
what you gotta do.
For
notepad.
People that don't know who Dave Lapham is, he's the Cincinnati color guy on the radio that is always yelling over Dan Hoard that we have fun with. Yeah.
It's the star of the early years of Sounds of Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't used them as much lately, but the
not
early
a lot of
years.
Highlights lately.
So that's him asking those questions in the press conference in Cincinnati, and you get the response there.
It's almost like Vito Stellino-esque.
We've obviously learned more since that first happened yesterday, including a report from The Athletic this morning that the Patriots have 8 minutes of footage, not an over-the-shoulder shot, according to this story, that is focused on the sideline of the Cincinnati Bengals. That's what they're saying in that report, and that's pretty much what I say the Bengals are saying. Someone who has claimed to have seen the video, so that would have to be someone in Cincinnati that's seen the video. That's someone from the Bengals who is telling The Athletic there's 8 minutes on that tape, 8 minutes of a focused recording on the Bengals sideline in Cleveland on Sunday. And when I think of that, all I think of is, okay, you had 8 minutes. Do you know why it was 8 minutes? Because they shut it down after 8 minutes. How many more minutes was he going to go on that recording?
Who knows?
Before the Bengals executives, and again, they did this directly in front of a Bengals staffer. What are the odds? There's probably not that many Bengals staffers in the press box.
Which makes me think, like, this couldn't have been planned, you know, unless, like, during it, like, hey, just grab a couple shots of the sideline.
So
grab what he's looking at.
It took 8 straight minutes for...
Did you not know you couldn't do that? I don't know.
...the staffer to start texting the executives from the team, hey, get to the press box. We've got a situation. I think the Patriots are taping our sideline. And then they shut the guy down after 8 minutes. He may have wanted to tape that thing all game long. And he was shut down after 8 minutes because he happened to set up right in front of a Bengals staffer who was sitting in the second row of the press box. The camera was set up in the front row of the press box. Got to get right up to the window where there's a good view. Oh, my God.
Just get a ticket in the upper deck.
Oh, my.
You know nobody's sitting in that upper deck, right?
It's probably pretty empty on Sunday. Oscar is in New Hampshire. Hey, Oscar.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I was just wondering if maybe we should wait till the facts come out before we spend 16 hours a day for the next week until the facts do come out on this.
You think the facts are coming out next week?
I think they'll quickly get to this.
No, I mean, like, when the NFL actually comes down on what their decision is.
Oh, so, you know what? I think that's yes. Absolutely. We should shut it down, not discuss this.
I totally agree.
We should have done that like the Flakegate. We should have waited until Wells came out, and that was the Bible. The Wells report would have been the Bible.
Yes, well, and this is the most important thing. Whatever the NFL comes up with, that will be the comprehensive, absolute, 100% accurate depiction of events.
So you trust them?
According to that,
wait
call,
till wait until the wait NFL the does their investigation.
Let's wait for
what?
The
why?
You're right. We should. We. How reckless of us!
Well, you know what? Better yet, how about if we wait for the NFL to do their investigation and then just wait for them to tell us what to think about it too? Just take the ultimate shortcut to thinking. Let them do all the digging around and all the thought provoke, and then they can tell you how you should feel about it.
Yes.
That would be better. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's do that then.
Matt's in Medford. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Matt.
So, listen, I have a take, and I wanted you guys' opinion on it. So, for the most part, I have respect for Zoe's football knowledge. And Zoe said earlier that one of the scouts' jobs is to watch the sideline, see who sends what personnel in.
Yep.
So, is it reasonable to think that that's what they were filming the sideline for? And quick disclaimer, like,
sure, it's what he's
I'll
looking at because you get the film, you get the game film, Matt. I mean, you see the game. You rewind it 500 times if you want. What you do is when you go there is you're looking for rhythms of things. You know, personnel groupings.
Yeah, Matt, it's perfectly reasonable for you to think that.
Yeah.
Yes. It's also against the rules.
I gotcha. And I'm no honk. I mean, I'll get on for anything. Yeah. That's one of the reasons I listen to you guys, for honest opinions. It just stands to reason that it's possible they're taping what the scout watches.
Yeah. I work with a lot of these guys. I have no clue who was in Cleveland, but I can tell you that the in-house guys that are here all the time doing the Access show, I would say two of the five wouldn't even know the Patriots record right now because they're so engulfed in what they do. Like, they could care less. They're not sports people. They're videographers.
I think that the biggest...
How many of our people back at the Sports Hub, like Dennis's crew down there, understand what we do daily sports-wise? Or are they just worried about computers and getting us up and running? And they do their thing. That's their niche. Like, everybody has a niche in life.
Like, here's what I would say.
I would say the guy that filmed probably didn't know that he couldn't do that.
Like, that's cheating, all. Not cheating thing. Where does this sort of categorize? Where's the category you put this one in? I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, God.
I don't know. And my gut tells me, no. Someone just effed up badly here. And know that there was no sort of scheme. But I don't know that, and I'm not taking the team's word.
Yeah, you would just hope. I mean, this is a one game thing. Like, if they were doing this and they went to every away game.
This is a team that when they were doing what they were doing in 2007, went so far as to dress up their guys as KSP employees. It was a team that had stories ready for when they got caught. They did. They had stories ready to go, and one of those excuses was, tell them you're taping something for the team, for a team show. And so now they get bagged all these years later, saying it was for a team show. Like, well, that's great. And maybe it was. But I'm not taking your word for it. You guys have had too many things happen here that means, you know what? Your credibility's sort of spent. We'll find out. I hope that it was nothing. I do. I root for this team, like everybody else. But the most aggravating part of this, as it always is with them, that when they get caught in this crap, even if they were guilty of everything they're accused of, taping in 2007 and prior, deflating footballs, or this time around, the competitive advantage gained in this nonsense every time is so small, if at all, that it should drive you nuts as a fan that they've been dragged into this nonsense over and over again. Like, guys, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why? Why the first time around with Spygate? Why in Deflategate? And here we are again. Like, what? Okay, so even if it was completely innocent, you know the stuff you've been accused of in the past. You think you could take a little extra precaution organizationally to make sure you don't hire a guy who doesn't know what he's doing in the press box? Can you just hire someone who actually knows what he's doing so you don't get dragged down into this again? It's so annoying.
But it is probably valuable to know the operation of the sidelines,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
I wouldn't have thought so.
You think it's going to change the game? You think it's going to make them winners versus losers?
It brings
stupid.
It brings me back to the Pete Carroll Super Bowl at the end. Belichick knew something was wrong on the sidelines. He knew that because of advanced scouts giving him info. I don't know. I'm just saying he knew that something was awry on the sidelines because of the normal substitution patterns that were coming in and out. And he knew to wait to not call that timeout for a reason. So maybe there is a reason. I don't know.
I just wish a few more fans would get pissed off at the team about it. Why do you drag your team through this crap? Because every time you've done something, it's been a really stupid thing you did. And for the now over a decade, you've been fighting the "you hate us because we ain't us" thing. At what point do you look at your team and say, "We just stop already"? I'd rather just root for my team and not have to defend it to the end of the earth for this stupid crap you pull.
I understand what you're saying, Beetle, because it seems so minuscule, but... You know, we operate with the belief that it's Brady and Belichick. And
because it is.
And that's the reason why these guys win. But what makes Brady and Belichick, I submit, is a bunch of little things.
Yeah, and I don't think all one of those these little things was deflating footballs, and I don't think it was taping signals on the sideline when they were doing that.
It's a bunch of little stuff. It's not just, you know, on talent, you know, talent on loan from God. It's a bunch of little things that they do. They're working constantly day in and day out, and it's a bunch of little things. So, yes, you take one of them away, and it probably doesn't change anything, but it's a bunch of little
traits.
It's a bunch of little things put
together. Is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
That is what makes them great. They're obsessive, but... They're obsessive to their own detriment with this stuff because I don't think this is the stuff that's helping them.
Right.
I think it's their own greatness that has made them what they are. I do. I believe that. Artie, let's pick that up on the other side because I feel you got a few more things to say about that. We'll do that next. Zoe and Beetle here from Gillette. Hardy's in Dorchester. Don't go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Anywhere.
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert in footballs. I'm not an expert in football measurements. I'm just telling you what I know. Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world, as she was in the car expertise area, all right? And at no time was there any intent whatsoever to try to compromise the integrity of the game or to gain an advantage.
That was Bill Belichick, late January 2015.
Is that Richard Marks?
He's going to have another press conference tomorrow. He had a conference call today. He will have a press conference at 12:15 tomorrow. We will have that live for you right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. I don't know if he will continue to address it. He talked about it on his conference call today to continue to say that he was made aware of it yesterday afternoon, but he doesn't know anything about it. He knows nothing about it other than it was some people from the team, and the team put out a statement on that. And it has nothing to do with the football operation here in Foxborough. We'll see if he has more to say tomorrow when the press is assembled in front of him in the room. We'll see what happens. You know that this will bring out the news media. This will not just be the football media tomorrow. It will be everybody in the room. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Bobby's in Dorchester today. Hi, Bobby.
What's going on, guys? Hey. Professional to professional. You know that I've been covering media boss for 20 years. When I go to a venue, they give me a shot list and do's and don'ts. Are you trying to tell me this guy was not given an NDA and a do not and a shoot and what's to shoot and what's not to shoot? Are the Patriot media department that careless? We're just going to hire a guy, send him into a press box, and you just, yeah, just grab footage. There's no script. Come on. Come on, guys. You're not making any sense.
Who is it? We are, or?
You guys are not making any sense.
You don't think they've raised enough suspicion about this today, Bobby? You think I got to go further?
I think that the guy was there to videotape the sideline. And that's it. There's no such thing as this creative expression. You're given a shot list. You get this shot for this documentary. You follow this script. It's not willy-nilly. Yeah, just go and videotape whatever you want to videotape.
You would think, Bobby. You would think. You would think it'd be pretty organized. You would think that the person who's there with the video camera would be told what it is they're there to shoot. Especially if they're a freelancer and they're from the outside, as we've been sort of led to believe, although I'm not sure I believe that this person isn't familiar with what Kraft Sports Productions has done or what they've produced in previous pieces. Now, I'm just curious if you need 8 minutes of that
sideline.
Sure,
sure he is. It doesn't mean he knows the rules of football, though.
Right, but it was 8 minutes before it got shut down. Like, how many more minutes was he going to take of that sideline?
Well, it depends what the tape shows. I mean,
if there was a shot list, which I just talked to my camera source, and that does happen in the industry, apparently.
Yeah. Shot list. Okay, great.
It's got to be somewhere. The shot list has to be somewhere. There's got to be some paper trail of a shot list somewhere, if there is one.
Shoot the sideline. Zoom in. Shoot it for at least 10 minutes.
So there's a paper trail if that thing exists. So that would be another reason for it not to exist. If they were doing something, maybe there wasn't a shot list if they were doing
something. Right. I mean, at best.
They're more likely to not have a shot list if they were doing something wrong.
Yeah, at best, the Patriots are guilty of unorganized stupidity. That's what they are at best guilty of. And by the way, they've already admitted their guilt that they broke the NFL rules and taped the sideline from the press box. It's against the rules, specifically that action. So they will be punished for this. It's just a matter of how much. How much will the league look at this? How deep will the league dig? Right? You've got to ask that question. The league might say, yeah, you broke the rule. We're just going to punish you regardless of your intent. You don't have the benefit of the doubt. Sorry, Patriots. We're coming down hard on you.
I mean, if it's
I hope that's not.
Will they come here looking for more tape?
Well, that's the thing. If there's a one, say this is a one-time thing, shooting this scout, like on the road, we're going to look at you one day. If they dig and find out, okay, well, wow, they went with this scout to six other games, and then that looks silly. This looks like this is just a bad coincidence to me. Like, stupidly didn't cover your ass, you know, or understand. Like, hey, when we go into stadiums, we can't do this A, B, C, and D. You know, just reckless in a stadium. That's all. It's like a photog that doesn't get it or not around the game and doesn't understand the rules of football or the NFL or hasn't been there on game day. Maybe he's been there during the week shooting things, you know, consistently, but never shot a game, and maybe it's his first game. So,
Nate is in Derry. Hi, Nate.
Hi, guys. Hey. Yeah, Bertrand, you really nailed it before the break. You know, all this talk that, you know, it's careless, it's coincidence. I mean, that's bogus. I mean, we can't have it both ways. I mean, the Patriots are the first ones to, you know, line up guys in different formations. They had the whole timeout thing, you know, just because there was a wrinkle in the, you know, rules, or, you know, last week, you know, some onside kick that, you know, was done away that we haven't seen before. You know, everything down in Foxborough is tight-knit. You know, the whole series, yes, it is a series, but you know, like when that series was focused on the things with Nick Caserio and all the workings of that, you know, things were covered up and, you know, certain things weren't out on the desk because they didn't want anybody to get an advantage. And, you know, the fact that they went to another stadium and they, you know, they filmed this, yeah, that's one thing. And, yeah, it could have been a mistake, but why on earth would they send them to the team that they're going to play next or a team they're even going to play this year? I mean,
well,
we can't have
if they're doing a profile on an advanced scout, that's where the advanced scout will be every single week.
Playing well, okay, so maybe, you know, I mean? send them or do something, you know, go and, you know, send it ahead of time, you know, three or four games ahead. But the next damn week, man, it doesn't look good. And, you know, and I just, you know, with the tight ship that Belichick runs down there,
it's never going to look good. You think it would look better if they send someone to scout Buffalo, a team that actually has a chance of beating them? I mean, it's never going to be good.
No,
and it's not.
There's no good way to do it.
I mean, I understand. I of course we all understand, I think, the need and the what these people are tasked with. And Zoe brought up a great point earlier about the people, you know, employed not just by the team but as subcontractors. You know, forget the fact that they don't even know that much about football, Zoe. I think a lot of times you'd find out they just don't care. They might even know. They may not even be Patriots fans. It's a job.
They're at the clock, right?
You know,
now.
It's
just logging
it's
their
just
hours, getting
doing
paid
doing a thing. I'll all they know is that they are on my ass for more content. I got to come up with more stuff. We need more stuff on the website. We've been told that the NFL and this team is now a 12-month-a-year product. More, more, more. Give them more. The people consume this stuff. They love this stuff. So.
I've been around, I've been around for 2 years now, obviously, working in this. And I see all the different stuff they try to do. And, you know, it becomes second nature to you. And then you go on the road, and nobody else has their own team. Like, nobody else, you know, they talk about, like, the Belichick stuff. Like, wow, when do you guys do this? How do you do this? Or this and that. Like, we went to the Super Bowl. Hardy, you were part of, you know, the bus tour, you know? Like, they're always looking for other ways to expand the brand, put it out there, content. You know, you guys had Wi-Fi.
Sure. So you're, let's assume, like, that's true. Let's assume,
I know.
Let's assume that's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what I think happened. I mean, you know, they're doing these series. Do your job. This guy got, you know.
Why do you assume the guy knew nothing about football? Like, he's just some guy who knew nothing about football.
Because I'm aware of these guys.
And I'm not assuming that, Beetle, but I.
About football. They could care less.
Right.
They could give two bleeps about it.
There are some people like that.
I'm serious.
We're biting our nails going, oh, my God, we got Buffalo next week. And they could care less who you have next week. They want to know, what's the weather going to be? It's like our parabolic guys. Is it going to snow? Is it going to rain? I need to dress accordingly.
So if you're the Patriots and you're sending a crew to another game, who does that fall back to in all this? Do you think the league gives a damn about what the camera guy knew or didn't know?
No, and this is where it stops for me right now is where's the wisdom in sending someone with a video camera?
Is Cleveland right
anywhere at this seriously. Point in the team's history and with all the stuff that this team has been through?
Yes.
How does the okay get sent down? It's like, by all means, let's send a film crew to the place where an upcoming opponent is playing.
Okay, all right, fine. It was completely innocent, and now you know what that means. Your team is disorganized, and that is sloppy. That is sloppy, and you should get rid of all those guys that made that mistake or supervise that mistake, because that is sloppiness right there.
Maybe they will.
That is not the Patriot way. That is not doing your job. For an organization with such high standards, I would say something's not meeting the high standard there. If you were stupid enough to go into another press box and let a guy under your supervision, regardless of what he knew or didn't know about the NFL rules, sit there and film another sideline of the next opponent, if you let that happen and you just had no clue and it was an honest mistake, you effed up. You are not doing your job. That is bad. That is bad, bad, bad. And now you subject yourself to another league investigation and punishment that will be on the way, just a matter of what it is. You're going to have to pay the league again for this? That is sloppy. Wow, that is not the Patriots I know. That is not the team I know. They're better than this. It's a tough spot to be in. Really is. It's your guy. You hired him. You're in charge of him. I just feel like this is a bunch of nonsense about the camera guy. At the end of the day, he's there on the orders of the New England Patriots. And that's how the league's going to look at it. Hardy has our headlines. He'll get you caught up. We are live from Gillette Stadium today, 617-779-0985. We sit and wait and see if there are any more reports back and forth today. We could probably get more today.
I wouldn't assume so. I mean, we know everything now. They got the film. Now you wait on the league.
Maybe we should stop talking about it until the league says something about it. Here's Hardy with the headlines.
Be nice.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics over the Cavaliers at the Garden last night, 110-88. First game back for Gordon Hayward in a month since he broke his hand. And was a couple weeks earlier than he was expected. He had 14 points in the contest, 26 minutes on the floor. Next up, the Green will play the Pacers in Indiana on Wednesday night, going for their fifth win in a row. Bruins beaten by the Senators in Ottawa last night, 5-2. Patrice Bergeron, back. How'd you feel out there, champ?
Felt good. You know, I thought I was trying to keep things simple early on, and yeah, I got going. Felt better. Fed the legs underneath me, and felt pretty good.
Yeah, scored a goal early on in the contest. Jake DeBrusk added a power play goal in the third, but still a 5-2 loss to the Senators. They'll visit the Capitals tomorrow night. Bill Belichick this morning, talking to the media, denied any involvement with the videographer who was reportedly caught taping the Bengals sideline during their game against Cleveland on Sunday. Patriots, of course, will visit Cincinnati Sunday afternoon. Headlines are brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit 99restaurants.com to order online from the Nines today. A convenient way to make life a bit easier. The 99, always the real deal. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up in 30 minutes.
Zola and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
We'll talk to Brad Stevens coming up at 12:50 today, head coach of the Boston Celtics. 617-779-0985. In the order of your weight, Kevin is in Millbury. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah. My point was that we've gone through Spygate with the crying wolf about the Rams walkthrough. We've gone through Deflategate with the crying wolf about the 11 of 12 being 2 pounds under, when in reality the average PSI was 11.7 after 2 hours in 28-degree weather. So now I can't help but think, are they crying wolf saying that the whole first quarter was recorded? We don't know until they release the videos. Is that correct?
Correct. 8 minutes. Not the whole. They said 8 minutes. 8 minutes in real time.
8 minutes. Who said 8 minutes?
My guess is someone from the Bengals. I think it's laid out pretty clearly in that story that it's from the Cincinnati side. It's a Bengals reporter.
Yeah, we don't know that it's 8 minutes. Just like Chris Morton.
Of course we don't. This is someone making a claim. He's just reading a report. Yeah, well, same way, we don't know that it's an independent contractor.
The only two other things we have to go on are Spygate and Deflategate, and both of them came out with complete and utter lies. So I'm not going to just judge the team until I can see the videos or the report comes from the NFL. I have no idea. It looks really ugly, but
you're going to believe the NFL when they come out with their report too?
Not necessarily. It's just that, and I'm not trying to be like a homer. I know it's ugly, and I know it looks like we cheated, and we probably did, to be honest with you this time. But I'm just not going to jump to conclusions about the whole first quarter thing, because they always seem to drop the heaviest bomb and then wait 3 months later, and then all of a sudden it comes out, hey, that heavy bomb turned out to be completely false. So we'll see what happens. I'm not judging them yet, though.
Yeah, not to be a prick, but I know that there's no proof that the Patriots filmed the walkthrough at Super Bowl 36. There's also no proof that they didn't, if that makes sense.
What?
John Tomasi reported in Super Bowl 36, right? And then obviously had to retract it and couldn't back it up. But I always hear that report turned out to be completely false. Well, technically, yes. It's a report that was, according to the reporter, incorrect. But does that mean it didn't happen? Does it? I mean, does that mean there's proof that...
Did we land on the moon?
There's a difference there. There's no proof of, there was no one in the stands.
I'm with that guy, though. Just release the tape. That's it.
Just do it. I'm with him. Full transparency. Right. Let's get it over with.
Release the tape.
Release the tape, league. Let's just look at it and we'll know.
That's it. Let's just all see it.
It's like an elevator video.
But like,
investigation. Screw Ted Wells.
Like, no. Hold on. I need to make this point, though, because I want to respond to the caller that every time around,
you know, the team gets hosed. They destroyed all the tapes for the team in the first one. They did. They did them that solid. That wasn't getting hosed. That was getting helped. And so, yeah, that report was something that has changed the narrative about it. But it's also sort of like a red herring in all of that. Like, okay, great. You're right. So that report was a bad report. What about all the other stuff that they are 100% sure happened? Like, it didn't mean the whole thing was false. Right? I mean, okay, great. That didn't happen. Let's assume it didn't. All right, something still happened, and they proved quite a bit of what was going on there. And so it's there. It was a thing. Like, what do we need to do that for? Focus on that? What are you focusing on that for? I don't know. Just what? Like, do you think the team has represented themselves well in all these incidents?
No, I mean, the tape tells the truth. Like, you see videotape of the elevator incident with players. Now you know what you think of that.
You know what I think? I think, oh, thank God they didn't show us the tape the first time around. That would have been ugly.
Yeah.
You imagine that? They came in, they took all the tapes, and then they said, nah, here you go, world. Here's all the tapes the Patriots had. That would have been disastrous. Be thankful for the league on that one. Thanks, Goodell. Thank you for making sure those tapes never saw the light of day. Never did. Gone. Would have been a freaking disaster if that had happened. The 2 pounds or more? Yeah, that was a bad one. Bad report. Yep. You're right. Bad one. Incorrect. Those numbers are still trash in that report because I don't trust the league.
Can't trust any of those numbers.
The whole thing, which is why I was so shocked that so many scientists would just say, yep, you know, this proves it didn't happen. Well, it proves that the league didn't prove it. You disprove the league's assertion based on their numbers because based on their numbers, it clearly was the ideal gas law. Well, wait, let me ask you a question. Why are we accepting the league's numbers on this?
You know, they had
two sets of gauges. They couldn't even figure out the pressure in the balls.
You'd be walking around here.
The math is junk on the whole thing.
You know, the ball goes stray, you know, whether we're out there kicking in warm-ups, you pick it up. Maybe my hands have just shrunk. I'm like, this feels balls like it's like inflated to like 18 pounds. Like, how the hell can now all of a sudden you care about the air pressure in footballs where I don't know what this is anymore. I can't grip this ball. I couldn't throw it. Like, it's huge. Like, overinflated. Like, it's like kicking balls. Like, I don't know. Like, are they really still looking at that? Do they even care?
And just remember.
Do they even care about numbers?
Listen, you know what I was saying when that report came out by Chris Mortensen? I fought back against that from day one.
You were the lone wolf on that one, man. I remember that.
I said, this report is bogus. It's going to turn out to be bogus. This isn't true. So, you know I'm not someone who just goes for the negative take on this. You know what I said when that... I was saying it within days of that report coming out. I said, Chris Mortensen's not infallible. This report is junk, and I think it's going to be proven to be junk. And it was. It was garbage. Bad report. So far, nothing to indicate that any of the reports are bad, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. What's Felger like to say? The Deflategate fairy came? Is that what that's what I think he says. Don't you love these stories, though?
Yep.
Don't you love them? Isn't this the best?
It's great.
This is absolutely what you want to be talking about.
That or Andy Dalton.
Kidding. Oh, my God. I hate these stories. I hate it. I hate that we have to do this. We have to keep going down this road with this team. They do it to us. Their choice, not ours.
Good news is Bert Breer and Shaughnessy switched days, so Shaughnessy will be in for 2 hours tomorrow.
Brilliant.
To talk
oh,
about
I'm sure
this.
Shaughnessy's going to be wonderful on this. I'm sure he's got plenty to say. Thanks for hanging on. We'll get to more of your calls coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050. Or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports. Don't.
11:51. Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium here in Foxborough.
God, I hate this song.
God, that Kyle is in Charleston.
It's not Christmas with this.
Go back to the phone. Kyle, good afternoon. Good morning still, I should say.
I'm going to blow my head off for that song.
Yeah, thank you. You and everyone else.
Guys,
wait till the choir children sing their song. Ding dong.
Oh, ding dong. Really, really bad.
Yeah, it's worst ever.
It's horrible. No, what's going on in the past is horrible. First, you get 5-8. They keep winning. Okay, yeah. You get the Flategate. They keep winning. So you think all is done. You know what I mean? But this, the third time, this just tells you that they've never stopped. And that's not good. But I have a question for you guys. So what is stopping the person in the booth upstairs from having binoculars and just taking notes? Is it strictly videotaping, or...
Yeah, it's just the video. So you can watch it all you want.
If they're going to cheat, don't you think they would have learned their lesson? When I was in high school cheating on a test, I tell you, when I got caught, I changed up my ways, and I got the answers some other way.
I changed how I cheated. I'm not an idiot.
So Kyle's saying the Patriots are bad cheaters. They're not even good at cheating.
He's right, though. Honestly, you've been bopped for this before. You're going to go up there with a video camera again?
Let's put our gear on.
Let's do it in front of their face.
If this ends up being that, how ridiculous will this be? How insane will this be if that's what was really going on? That's why we're all having a hard time believing
for the Bengals.
That could even be possible. Like, that this is even... That's why I'm like, in my gut, you know, in your heart, you're like, what? No, this is not what's going on. This is just an awful, sloppy, stupid mistake on the part of the Patriots. And you're like, oh my God, though, if this is what was going on, like, you
can't. Yeah, but see, everybody's like, well, Bill goes, they're going to fine-tooth comb. Yeah, because he's football. Football's completely separate from TV. He doesn't control what they do. He doesn't know who comes in and out of their doors. He doesn't even know there's probably a crew in Cincinnati. He knows the scouts there. Go scout them.
Like, if you wanted to be really cynical, though, let's not forget that in 2007, the guys were dressed with vests from KSP.
Yeah, I guarantee you this. They won't be doing any more specials on football people.
I think you should stop doing the specials. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I think those
have. I think those should be shut down.
Do one on Zoe.
It's been done.
They did it do your job on you?
No.
What job?
Oh, excuse me?
What? It's feedback. There's feedback on the mic.
You're not talking about the quarterback's wife.
Joe's in Ohio. I can't click on him. The phone's froze.
Hello? You
want to pot him up there, T-Bone?
Hello?
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 Hey, Joe.
My own?
Yes.
Who you want to talk to?
Oh, what's up, guys? Yeah. I was going to defend them, you know, because I love this team. But regardless, whatever they find out, it doesn't matter. It's more negative attention that we don't need. And, like, I've never been to a live football game. I'm going to my first one this weekend. And, oh, guess what?
Nice.
In Cincinnati. And, you know, I was going to lose my football virginity. But just like the real thing, this is going to be bittersweet, probably disappointing. And I'm tired of having to just have people around me say, oh, you like the team that cheats. That sucks.
Yes, I completely understand that. You should be tired of it. Everybody should be tired of it. And so even if nothing nefarious was going on here, then shame on you, New England Patriots, for putting everybody through this again for no good reason, because you were just completely careless with who it was that you sent out there, that you opened up your team, your coach, your quarterback, all of your players to more criticism and more fuel to that fire. That the Patriots never did it straight. They always were up to no good. Like, shame on you. Because fans, as much as you want to defend the team and defend the wall, you'd rather not do it at all. You'd rather none of this have happened. All of it. It's just, it gets old.
But shame on who, though?
shame on the organization. Shame on whoever this is.
Who?
That
who?
It, well, not
this,
Bill
doesn't,
Belichick.
Doesn't this one feel different?
This isn't
on
Bill.
Not Bill. You got to go to the other side of the team,
right.
Like ownership and business side
okay.
of the team. Like that's where you go.
I mean, you need to pull back on expanding the brand.
But I can't.
I mean,
expect,
you say
I can't
ownership,
expect
but
national.
Like, but like, you think ownership was in there overseeing who are we sending to Cleveland for the do your job special? Like, no,
that's what I mean. Yeah,
yeah.
No, like you're a football guy. It's, like Jim's a football guy. Who would you rather watch one of those specials on? The equipment team and then what they do on a daily basis and through camp, the video team. Like Jimmy D and how they prepare and get the,
let's be honest,
the tapes ready, or a scout.
I like watching all that stuff.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
But
I'm
have you ever seen? Had you ever seen a Do Your Job special on Patriots.com?
Yeah, I've
before
seen
yesterday?
Both. That's
yes.
on both.
You
yeah.
have?
Yeah.
Yeah, they pop up all the time.
I actually learned I called Fernando.
I never had.
Fernando Neto. It's Neto. And since I'm like, oh my God, I'm watching the special. He goes, yeah, it's Neto. You've been calling me Neto for freaking 40 years, you dumbass.
And he never fixed it. He never corrected
it. I said, Fernando, I'm so sorry because I watched the special. You were great on it. Yeah. Because it's to watch what Jimmy D does, and with it's fascinating for me, the video part of it. Because Jimmy was in there, and he tells the story about when Parcells hired him. He goes, look at you. He goes, an Irish? It's like, what the hell is Jimmy? Jimmy's an Irish. He lives in New Bedford. Who lives in New Bedford?
Portuguese.
He goes, you're an Irish Portuguese kid. He goes, I dig that. And Jimmy D tells him a story. He goes, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm giving you one shot. I'll run your ass out of here so quick if you F this thing up. And Jimmy goes, from that day on, he goes, I didn't have a gig. He said, I put in for it. I had a resume. My first meeting was Parcells, and I crapped my pants. And he goes, and I've been here since that because I worked my ass off because he's scared the living hell out of me. And Jimmy tells the story. And I remember being in there with Jimmy in 91 was my first time with him. And we're in there cutting up actual tape. So we had to take the reels of tape, the way we watch tape. Okay, we got a third down reel. So we'd put it in this splicer, and you line it up on these little spikes things, and it's a little track, and you cut it with a real, like these razor blades, slice.
And then you scotch tape it
together. Then you put the reel on. Then you go and you watch your third down. And we would cut up each individual reel. And Jimmy goes, he had the old tapes in there, and he brought them out. He goes, look, here's the funny old projector here. And he said, now everything, he's got like six flat screens in front of him. Sort of like Roger, our production guy back in John Riley, and you know, Hardy knows all about production, back in studio, and the equipment I have. Jimmy goes, watch, third down 20, boom, drag, click, here, players' iPads, load all their iPads up. As soon as practice is over, boom. He goes, in a matter of 5 minutes, you've got everything ready for them to go that would have taken us hours upon hours to do. And how video and, you know, talks about the Surface tablets. I think that stuff's interesting to me. That's why I watch those. The scouting would be interesting to me, too. Like, what's the hours of a scout? Like, if I didn't do this, what would I do? What I want to coach?
All right, so
scout?
I guess it's good content.
It's
worth
great
doing.
Content.
It ain't worth this hassle.
If you like them and how they win it, like, you want to know the back. Like, you watch what Brennan does from the equipment standpoint, too. Each, you got to accommodate 53 different guys, and they like things a certain way. And it's like why you joked about the Kansas City Chiefs losing their bags. That would never happen here because of this kid. He's the first one off the plane. He's the one with the truck. We're getting all our stuff. You're not touching our stuff. Now,
so everyone does their job. They're meticulous, except the camera guys they hired. Those guys, not good at their job. Sloppy, disorganized, careless.
That's what I think.
That's what I've learned from you talking about Do Your Job.
Yeah, because it's probably not the scout.
This organization is a well-oiled machine, except the camera guys. They get bad camera guys for some reason.
Maybe
everyone else is meticulous.
Maybe you need to hire full-time camera
guys.
They
never lose a videotape when it comes to
it's the like the refs. Refs have other jobs. These refs have other jobs.
Come on.
What other jobs do you have? What are you a lawyer for? You're an NFL referee. Be a full-time ref.
What we've learned from watching Do Your Job is no one runs an organization better than the Patriots, except their camera guys are terrible. It's one hump they just haven't been able to get over.
So what's the other side of it, though? They planned this. This was a planned out. You know what? We're doing Do Your Job on an advanced scout. We're going to wait until right before the Cincinnati game. And that's the game. No, that's the game that we want to do it.
So there's a question. Have they been credentialed to go anywhere else this year?
Well, that's...
I have no idea. That was my question. I said I saw the statement and said yes.
Can't be.
That looks like a legitimate reason for this to happen.
Can't be. These are all,
so
these
I'm going to believe it
are,
unless
are,
I see unless
small,
I see
these are small tight specials. These aren't like 2 hour documentaries. Like if you're doing a 2 hour documentary, you need more film. You need one trip to do this. Like how'd you like to be them? Work the high school Super Bowl games, which they do. They put the whole production on. be there for 12 hours, then get on a flight, go to Cincinnati, follow the scout around from the early mornings of the day, and then come back Monday and you're dealing with this.
I think you would have heard by now, though, if other teams said, oh, well, we credentialed video guys for them in the booth a couple weeks ago. I think you would have heard of that by now. If that was the case.
Well, it's hasn't even been 24 hours yet, so we'll see. But it's a fair question, nonetheless, right?
This is the week we're going to earmark it. We're going to have this high-level thing, and this is the week we're going to earmark the before the Cincinnati game.
I would say...
That doesn't make any logical sense to
me. To help understand this and what they're trying to put out there, go watch those two specials.
Quickly,
the 20-minute specials.
You know, you got to do it in a place where you know that you could get the credentials to send production guys in. That could be part of it, too. Cleveland, good relationship. Patriots have pulled off trades with Cleveland. There seems to be an open dialogue there. Hey, I want to send out some of my guys doing a story on my scout.
There's no dislike with
Cincinnati. No problem. With Cleveland, where they were last year.
I know that. But, like, what... You know, what do we got to get Cincinnati in this one. It's just
Because of the availability of a team not raising any suspicions about the Patriots.
So you're saying why do they do it? Because they can?
That would be why.
They're in full gear with their camp.
If they call up Kansas City the week before they're playing Kansas City, they were at home against the Raiders. They say, yeah, we want to send a video crew and a production guy and three guys credentialed. Kansas City's going to say, for what? You know, there might be like a natural suspicion there going. Yeah.
Okay, so somebody makes the call to Patriots Productions and says, hey, we're going to do this story this day at this stadium at this time. Really?
What do you mean? I don't understand your point.
So you're saying if football people want this to happen, football has to tell the TV people we're doing this at this time. If your conspiracy thing is right.
No, I'm just saying that there's...
Football knows they're doing these specials on their guys. I don't think they even probably thought twice, okay, you're doing a special on our scout.
A rival and a team that you're directly competing with on a major stage in the AFC Championship game last year, and now you're competing. You know, there just might be a natural... What's up with that? Why are you coming? And then you would automatically... You see, why do you think... It's a road game for Cincinnati, and Cincinnati wasn't made aware.
Because they probably looked at it and said, okay, if you're going to do these special on it, buddy, you're probably not going to get okay.
Well, because they asked Cleveland. Cleveland doesn't have them on their schedule. They have no suspicion.
I'm thinking of this, if I'm a TV guy.
No, but if I'm a TV guy,
we're
going to get better clearance we're not going to get cleared having him follow Kansas City around and scout him. We're going to get cleared probably following Cincinnati around and scouting them. See? That's where they look at it, too. They also need the easiest path of resistance because they want to expedite their stuff in, get it done, get it out.
All right. Headlines here. No commercials, 90 seconds.
Close flight,
right back.
Close flight.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.